You're listening to East Georgia's Morning Show, powered by Southern Chiropractic and Wellness Center, and it is Blue Thursday.
Blue Thursday.
That's right, and Blue Thursday is proudly sponsored by
United Country Rains Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction.
Very good.
Yeah, shout out. It's like I've heard that a time or two.
Yeah, I was trying to find my cheat sheet here.
But I am the cheat sheet.
Yes,
didn't need it.
Living cheat sheet.
Yeah, I've been called worse.
Just cheat.
Rude?
Anyhow, we're happy to have a guest here. It is Blue Thursday. Happy to have, of course, Danny Reed, as usual, the voice of Georgia Southern.
Good morning.
Yeah, when I say voice, you have to say something.
Good morning, Brian.
So that was your golf voice, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, when you're covering golf.
Well, if we're talking golf, you don't have very many better than the one that's sitting to the left of me.
He walks up to the tee and addresses the ball.
It is right with my soul. Wings up, Eagle Nation.
One of my buddies in minor league baseball did an entire inning like the Masters earlier this year. Wow. And it made the rounds on, it was still Twitter at that point and on Instagram and all that. It was
formerly Twitter, of course.
It was really cool. You got to check it out. Dan Hasty is his name, West Michigan Whitecaps.
Well, speaking of social media, this is what we call a segue.
Whoa.
We have Whitney Hayworth here with us this morning, the Director of Creative and Digital Services for Georgia Southern.
Wow.
And your job entails some social media and all that kind of stuff. In fact, that's primarily what you do, isn't it? I mean, if I understand this correctly.
I think so on a good day, yes. So.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? You know, as we like to say, where's your mama and them? So give us a little background.
Well, that's a loaded question.
Okay.
Always is.
The perfect way to say it, where's my mom and dad? My mom and dad are southwest of Atlanta right now. But
okay.
I had been born and raised in Tennessee, grew up there most of my life, but then also have lived in Georgia for a number of years. Actually went to high school down in Camden County, Georgia.
Okay.
For those that don't know, of course, that's the very southeast corner of the state.
Yes, it is. Close enough to the ocean that they have a submarine base there.
Exactly.
Yes.
So spent about 3 years
It's hard to do that in
there.
Middle Georgia.
It is. No submarines in Middle Georgia.
I couldn't put that in Macon.
Went to high school down there, ended up back in Knoxville, Tennessee for undergrad, and then kind of bounced my way around the southeast with some jobs, and now here in the lovely town of Statesboro.
So you went to UT.
I did.
Okay.
So kind of stayed in the south. That was your, your area of working around. So what'd you go to school for? What was your undergrad?
I went to school for sports journalism.
Okay.
Yeah, that's something that social media has been a progressively growing industry. You know, when I'm not even trying to, say we're old or anything like that, but when I was in school, there weren't degrees specific to social media, but it has turned into a very specific thing. So in my time, I watched a lot of journalism majors say, well, social media is where I'm going. Because now, to be a journalist is you can just have a blog. And that, that can elevate you to the same status as a Wall Street Journal journalist sometimes. So to see the evolution of journalism and social media going in tandem, that makes a lot of sense that you were a journalism major.
Yep, absolutely. And it's funny you say that because just last night I was meeting with a number of our female student athletes in our We Lead program.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asking a handful of us, what did you major in? What did you do right out of college? And, have you changed your career path? And some had. And I said, I really haven't, but I've adapted to what the world has become. Because when I was in school, I looked them straight in the eye. I was like, it's crazy to think about. But like Twitter was just starting.
Right.
Instagram literally just started. Facebook, you had to have a .edu email address to sign up for.
Wow.
That's been a minute.
Yeah, that's a throwback.
So, I've just adapted as social media platforms have grown. And in this day and age, everyone wants to be, and, I went for sports journalism, so the broadcasting aspect, I wanted to be on air and do some, in front of the camera, behind the camera, and I still do that. But social media platforms allow us to do so much more. And so you can be, a face on a Twitter platform, a face on Instagram. But, you're also creating reels and TikToks and all the things nowadays. So we figure it out as we go.
Yeah, it's an interesting perspective to have when, you were talking to those, athletes, right? Is you didn't change your career to go more social media focused. Your career changed. change to be more social media focused. You know, that's just the way journalism was going to end up going. If you don't embrace the internet, it will kill your industry. That's just, that's the way the world works now. So, and you know, especially with Georgia Southern and dealing with NIL, right? I imagine what you do in your job is becoming even more relevant now as they're potentially hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars on the line based on a good or a bad tweet now. So
absolutely. Yes. Figuring out how to work best with our student athletes to amplify those opportunities for sure.
Wow. Well, that sounds like something you've said before.
It's something I'm learning every day.
The old saying is freedom of the press belongs to people who own a press. But now everyone owns a press. They through TikTok and all that kind of stuff. So it is more important to know how to function in that space. And thankfully, Georgia Southern has someone who will lead the student athletes into that before they make some stupid mistake.
We like to, we jokingly say, you know, the great thing about social media is everyone's got a voice now. But the worst part is everyone has a voice now.
Absolutely. You're listening to East Georgia's Morning Show, and it's Blue Thursday, proudly sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction. We're happy to have Whitney Hayworth, the Director of Creative and Digital Services, here with us this morning. And Whitney, just what does that entail? What is part of being Director of Creative and Digital Services?
That's a great question. I'm glad you know my title because most times I don't. But basically, that means that I oversee our entire department of creatives in the athletic department. So that entails social media, photographers, videographers, graphic designers, a little bit of on-air broadcasting as well, but I work directly then also with our area of Gata Productions, our ESPN Plus broadcast. But on a day-to-day basis, I'm working with those that are creating content for all of our social platforms.
Wow. Now, does that include student-athletes?
Yes, in a way that it does. We actually do have some student athletes that in their spare time do help in certain areas. One example is Pishon Wembley on the football team as a photographer. So in the spring, in those few weeks that he has a little bit of downtime, he's come out and covered some of our events. And then I'm trying to, we've got Ansley Clifford on the volleyball team. She's looking to be an on-air reporter. So in the spring, when she's out of season, she's come and done a couple things with us as well. So you just never know what you're going to find.
Now, what about, do you provide any guidance to like student athletes in regards to how they should manage their social media and that sort of thing? Because that's kind of a minefield.
We do. So we, especially our bigger teams, we try to get with our APEX program.
Right.
And that's part of their summer program is, you know, talking about, hey, you know, your social media is a face, your voice, your brand. So, you know, don't post things that you don't want your mom or your grandmother to see.
Or potential sponsors. Sponsors. Yes.
Employers. You know, you mentioned sponsors. Sponsors, of course, in this day and age, if you're looking to get NIL deals, they're looking at your social media and how you're representing yourself and your team and all of that. So
it's a whole different ballgame out there now. Now that NIL has been unleashed in a sense.
It is. So.
Yeah, social media is already a hard beast to tackle anyway because it's not, I don't know, you know, I was raised properly, as most people were, that, you know, bad behavior typically doesn't elicit a reward, right? But social media is kind of the antithesis of that, because you can be a rabble rouser or a muckraker on social media, and that can get you a lot of attention and a lot of money. So it's, I imagine it's kind of hard walking that line with the newer generation who has seen that happen, right? You know, they've seen their social media outlets who, you know, it's whatever stupid or viral thing they can get on the front page, right? That's the most important thing.
Like standing on top of a bus.
Or eating Tide Pods, right?
Yeah.
Or you know, posing on top of railroad tracks while trains are coming and things like that. So, you know, social media tends to bring out the worst in people sometimes. So I imagine it's hard to walk that line of reminding them there's a whole brand behind you guys that you have to keep in mind for all of this.
It is, but I think, you know, luckily for us, I always preach, you know, we're the positives. You know, we're only putting out, hopefully, the good things about Georgia Southern. We're never posting, of course, anything bad, which nothing bad happens there.
Right.
And luckily, honestly, though, in true totality, because of our leadership from the top down, you've seen such positivity and leadership, mm-hmm. not only with our administration, but our coaches and our athletes as well. So you're not honestly having to worry about our athletes doing that at this point in time, because they're learning, you know, they're learning about social media and what to post and what not to post, not only from me, but also their coaches and you know, support staff as well. Mm. So they're, knock on wood, I really haven't had to have any issues.
Right.
And I think a lot of that, too, is because of NIL. They're understanding, like, I've got to put my best foot forward. So I always say we're rainbows and unicorns and all the fun things. Let the external units and the external, you know, entities, they can say what they want to say. But we're going to be all positive.
It's pretty interesting. You know, earlier when we had you in here, you came in a little bit before the 8 o'clock hour. And, you know, you were jokingly saying, like, oh, you know, if we're having you on, compared to some of the other members of Georgia Southern we've had on, you know, oh, we, you know, barrel must be running low or something like that. But, you know, it is funny that regardless of who we have, right, whether it's the coach of the football team, the head of social media, you know, the head of the whole college, Dr. Marrero, right, there's this old phrase, this word that we keep coming back to with basically every member of Southern, and that is alignment. And that is one of the most interesting and awe-inspiring things to me about Georgia Southern is the ability to have that alignment top to bottom, because I have seen so many schools that do not have that. I went to a college that does not have that level of alignment. So it's so interesting that regardless of what position a Southern, you know, student or employee or athlete has, you all echo this exact same sentiment about alignment, about the culture being there and why it's so easy to make everyone, you know, do the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, as you move forward in your career, you know, every place has its bumps and bruises, its pros and cons. But I
always said every place has its minefield.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to know where the mines are so you don't step on them.
So, you know, you learn a lot in all of those different stops. But I think, you know, one thing for me, you know, I report directly to Chris Davis and Jared Benko. And we all have had similar stops. We've been to, you know, went to similar schools for undergrad and things like that. So, you know, as much as people like to poke fun at us for as many times as we reference our previous stops, all of those stops along the way have made us who we are and taught us the things that we've learned, you know, that help us be the people that we are today in our positions. And some of those bigger places, sometimes you don't get to have that alignment and you don't get to have the personal relationships. And I think that's what makes Georgia Southern what it is today, is that we all understand where we've come from and taken those positives and even negatives to be a positive environment here. And like you said, I mean, it starts at the top here with Dr. Marrero. But, you know, it's the best thing I think about Georgia Southern, not only as a university, but an athletic department as a whole, is that smaller feel, that family feel, where, you know, you walk into a room and you know who every single person is. The football trainer knows the nutritionist over at basketball. The basketball nutritionist knows who's running social media over at baseball. You know, and it's just a big family atmosphere. And, you know, Danny and I saw that the other night as we, you know, did our what's called Mission Renewal Day. And the entire athletic department's out around Paulson Stadium and the soccer stadium cleaning up, you know, cleaning, you know, power washing and cutting turf and weed eating, like all the great things to make Paulson Stadium so pretty, you know, for what's to come, I think, in what, just 9 days. So.
Wow.
It is kind of cool that because it is a smaller school, it's not Alabama, it gets rid of all of those layers of bureaucracy between you and the athletic director, for instance. Like you said, you report direct to Chris and to Jared. So it is kind of cool being in a smaller school to have that kind of access.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can call Jared or Chris, Dr. Marrero at any time of day, and if they don't answer, I don't even leave a voicemail. They'll call me right back. Like, I will call Coach Helton if I need something, and if he misses my call, he calls me right back and is, you know, apologizing profusely. I'm like, Coach, it's okay. You've got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, you're kind of busy.
But yeah, like you said, like, if I'm at Alabama, I don't know that I get that access.
Yeah, you're not picking up the phone and talking to Saban.
Nah, see, that speaks volumes about the culture. Yeah, because, you know Nick Saban, he's got handlers.
Yeah.
You know, there are only a handful of people at Alabama that even can get a message to him. And I can't imagine what Southern's program would look like if, you know, Marrero and Jared Benko and Clay Helton were the same way, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if you had to walk on eggshells around them and only got 10 minutes a month with them, we would not have the same sort of vision, alignment, and culture that we have
now.
That's true. So, you know, you talked about how people poke fun at all the previous walks that most Southern employees have had, right? But I think that helps cultivate the appreciation for the alignment that we have. Because most of you have been places where that wasn't the case, and you don't want that to be the case here.
You're listening to East Georgia's Morning Show, and it's Blue Thursday, proudly sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction. Whitney Hayworth is our guest here this morning, and of course with Danny Reed as well. And Whitney is the Director of Creative and Digital Services for Georgia Southern. And so basically the social media stuff you see that's athlete-related or athletics-related basically passes through your hands before it gets out there. Is that right? Do I have that right?
That's pretty much correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. So what do you find the most challenging thing about what it is you have to do?
Social media changes every day.
Yeah.
And so you have to figure out, as soon as you think you know what you're doing on one platform, they've updated it or they've rebranded. So you
like
can't.
Like X?
Yep. I still call it Twitter. I think it'll always be Twitter to most people.
It really will. That's a rebranding that won't ever stick with people.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a challenging industry to be a part of for sure, just because of all the constant changes. But at the same time, that's what makes it, in a way, the most rewarding and keeps me on my feet. I always say, like, I don't know that I could be in a 9-to-5 desk job staring at Excel sheets all day. So it, you know, it's entertaining to say the least.
Well, I imagine one of the social media, it really is an interesting beast to try and tackle. It's really hard to stay relevant on it because of how quickly trends, you know, come and go and change. So I imagine one of the problems I think you might have to deal with is the fact that we live in a culture now that will decide that something that was totally fine to say a year ago is now not okay, right? Or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And then 10 years later, you can still be held accountable for what was said 10 years prior. So I imagine it's kind of hard to future-proof social media posts because you really never know what will be the new taboo thing 6 months from now.
Correct. And I think that's where you just have to say, you know, I mentioned it earlier, if it's something I don't want my mom to see or my grandmother to see, don't post it. Mm. If you have to question or ask someone, hey, is this okay if I post? Then it's probably not.
Probably not. Well, and the other thing, you don't know what's going to, on the other side of the spectrum, what you think will be a big hit or whatever with social media is really elusive because strange things end up being really popular. You know, a cat playing piano, you know, why is that popular?
Well, I mean, that's pretty obvious. That's a cool thing, though. I mean, that just makes sense. Look, man, the internet loves animals. So that was a bad example, but
is it?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the Streisand effect sometimes, right? You know, an example I like to think of here recently was Jason Aldean, right? Try that in a small town. A song that would have otherwise not really gotten any traction on social media, except some very prominent, loud people got upset at it on social media, which suddenly brought way more attention to it. So, you know, people are always trying to go viral, but if you do that, at some point you're going to press the wrong button. And you know, young athletes are not always known for making the smartest decisions in the world. So I imagine that's like a constant battle because, like you said, you know, if you have to ask if this is okay to post, you probably shouldn't. Sometimes that is not even involved in the train of thought. There is no second thought about it. It's I'm going to post this and that's that.
Yep. And that's why there's people like, you know, myself, our sports information directors that oversee their selected sports, coaches, support staff, you know, just like they do class checks for athletes bed checks during camp or on away games. Guess what? There's people checking out your social media and behind the scenes saying, hey, take that down.
Well, that's one of the things. I am thankful I grew up in an era where it didn't exist because that stuff lives forever. You know, when you're trying to get a job or you're trying to, you know, go to the next level in your profession, that's still going to be there. Whether you deleted it or not, it is still there forever. Somebody has a screenshot of it somewhere.
Yeah. So. And social media, it is a cool platform. It's a really good way, you know, like athletes to get involved and interact with fans they might not otherwise get to talk to. Or, you know, Jared Binko can, you know, talk to fans that he might not get to see at a game. But on the other side, you know, sometimes that gives people the opportunity to say some very mean things to Jared Binko on Twitter, right? Or to yell at Clay Helton and stuff like that. And the problem the good and bad of social media. It helps cultivate an audience. But we also have that problem sometimes of guilty by association.
Yeah.
So you got to watch that branding very carefully, because it only takes, you know, one Southern student acting stupid on social media for people to get a bad perception of the whole program.
Yep. It's a Wild West out there.
It definitely is. And to me, the worst part is, you know, you're following somebody who's been doing all this cool stuff, and then suddenly they do something that's not cool. But because you follow them,
you're also
now
not cool.
Guilty.
Yeah. Social media is a beast to tackle.
Yes,
so
it is.
I don't know how you get a good night's sleep, actually, because this is that must be an around the clock job.
But I mean, you just hit the nail on the head. I mean, I work in two different industries that. It never sleep. You know, social media never sleeps, and really sports never sleep either. There's always something going on every single day. I mean, how many, 365 days in a year, and we have how many days where we don't actually have an event going on?
Yeah.
And you think of, like, out of all sports, professional, college, and everything, what, like, you've got the 2 days or 3 days in the summer where nothing's going on. It's like the MLB All-Star break and something else. Yeah. You know, so.
And even then, they've got the home run derby going on. Yeah.
So I'm in a crazy industry. But I love it, and it's a lifestyle, and, you know, honestly, I don't know what else I would want to do.
East Georgia's morning show is powered by Southern Chiropractic and Wellness Center, and it's Blue Thursday, sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction.
Yes.
I'm happy to have our guest, Whitney Hayworth, here with us this morning. And, Whitney, if people want to find out more about what's going on at Georgia Southern Athletics or about what you do, what's the easiest way for them to do that?
Well, they can start by following Georgia Southern Athletics at GS Athletics, and from there, then they can eventually find all of our 17 sport handles. That's specifically on Twitter, but of course, we've got Instagram and Facebook as well. And then my personal handle is at Whitney Hayworth.
Okay. Now, Danny, you haven't had the chance to say much, but
that's okay.
It's better that way.
It's much better.
He's there for moral support.
We're going to hear a lot from him over the next, like, what, 12, 13?
Hopefully, about 13 or 14 weeks.
15.
You're saving the voice for the season.
Lots of herbal teas this time of the year.
Exactly. A lot of honey.
Well, what sports are going on right now?
Well, we've got the first home event tonight. Women's soccer has North Florida, 6 p.m. over at Eagle Field. Men's soccer opens at ETSU. These are regular season games. Women have already played two on the road. The men will have their home opener Sunday at 2 o'clock against UNC Asheville.
Wow.
And volleyball this weekend. You've got Bash of the Borough, East Carolina Friday at 6, UNCG Saturday at 5.
Wow, a lot going on.
Going up against a lot of Carolina schools.
Well, we got to show them what summer's like down there.
Yeah, you know, it's
we got to show. This is summer, guys.
Trust me, they're not prepared to play in 90-degree weather in the summer. That's not what it's like over
85%
there.
85% humidity. Yeah.
We turn on the heat inside the gym too, so we make it feel like
good.
It's
yeah, there you go. Really put the pressure high there.
Yeah.
And Danny, you've probably had a chance to watch some of the practices going up, leading up to the season. What's your impression? What do you think is going to surprise people?
Are we talking specifically about football?
Yeah.
We've kind of brought it up before, but I think people are going to really like this defense.
Yeah.
You saw what the offense could do in year one with Brian Ellis, and there are some wrinkles. There are some things that they
didn't
do.
Some new wrinkles.
There are some things that they couldn't do or didn't do last year. Now with an even deeper talent base offensively, I think that gets even better. But this defense is going to be very well liked.
Well, and it's the defense we went up against in Buffalo.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the bowl game.
In the bowl game. So to have, and we saw how that kind of stifled our offense. So to have that now on our side of the field.
The fact that Brandon Bailey is from here, went to school here, was a student assistant here, you can't put a price tag on how good of a coach he already is with the fact that he's doing it where he's home. You can't understand what that means to him, and people are going to see that brand of Georgia Southern defense. They're going to see the turnovers forced, they're going to see the energy, but just the way that they go about it, that's what's really going to catch people.
Well, looking forward to the season starting. It's what, 9 days away?
9 days, single digits.
Wow, just right around the corner.
Yeah. Well, Whitney, thanks for coming on this morning and letting us know about some stuff that we didn't know happens behind the scenes at Georgia Southern.
Well, thanks so much for having me. Like I said before we started the show, I mean, y'all were starving for some guests, it sounds like. I think the last few weeks you had Jared, and you had Coach Helton. I'm pretty sure you had maybe the new men's tennis coach. You had Brian Ellis. So yeah. What an honor to be in the ranks of all of these people.
That's a good lineup,
especially knowing the guests for the upcoming 2 weeks. I don't know if those have been announced yet. So I'm just going to say they have a lot to live up to the next 2 weeks.
No one's ever accused us of starving before.
All right, I guess. All right, next week, Chris Davis will be back on.
Okay.
Best of luck, boss.
Yeah.
He'll talk about the brand new tailgate lot and things to expect for the home opener. And then September the 7th, Dr. Kyle Marrero will be on.
Woo! Okay, the head man himself.
The head cheese. That's
yes.
right.
Okay.
Speaking of Wisconsin.
Well, thanks for coming on this morning, and we look forward to next Thursday.
Appreciate it.